It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Tonight, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Well, there's a lot of reasons to be afeard. Now, we got blown up cars at the museum in Washington, D.C. right now. The newspaper, media industry put together a newsium in Washington, D.C. that incorporated one of the wings that has an entire area that was devoted to Don Bolles, which was an investigative reporter of the Arizona Republic here in the late 70s that... He's doing an expose, doing some investigative reporting on the mob and just corruption in government and the political parties here and politics. And, you know, it's just the way Arizona is, you know, being on the border. You know, you read what happened around that case and the book called The Arizona Project that was written by one of the reporters that was from IRE.org. InvestigativeReportersAndEditors.org was an organization that was created when all of these criminals that were organized crime in Chicago, New York, Detroit, that kind of thing, as they started moving west. They go to, you know, they're in Vegas. You know, they come to Arizona. You know, they're in Phoenix. There are a lot of land fraud things that were going on then. And all these developing and so on, and we're a growing community. And you're like, delicious. We have an opportunity here. Well, it's easy. You come in with some cash, you get a couple politicians in, get in control of the party, boom. All I got to do is wear a shiny tie and bring hookers, and you're good. You're done. Maybe some video camera, you know, film camera back then. But so that's what they did. Well, he was uncovering this, and along with a bunch of other editors and reporters, investigative reporters around the country, because all of the media, you didn't have blogs and even faxes. I mean, you had reporters that had their own files and so on, and they would have their own safe and such as that, and they would get all this information, and then somebody would show up, some bad guy that's slinging around money, doing whatever. Who the heck is this guy? Well, you could talk to the police departments around the country or different guys you knew inside and so on, but you didn't know the guy in Detroit. You didn't know the watch commander of the evening shift in New York. You didn't know. So how do you find out who these people are? What was their record? What's their game? What's their scam? What are they doing? And so what they did is they created investigative reporters and editors, which would share information. They would, okay, this guy is in your town now. I'll make you a copy of all my goodies. You know, it's like a project to go down to the big newspaper and, you know, make Xerox copies. I mean, just making copies back then was a thing. And, or carbon paper copies of their reports and, whatever that they're. So this is, I think, telex they may have had back then, which is kind of like a, early version of fax machine. So what they did is they would share this information with each other. And this is what Don Bolles was doing. Well, when they found out who he was and what was going to get exposed, all of a sudden, there was a big, giant bomb put underneath his car. Bye, baby. When he went to a meeting, boom, boom, blew his legs off. But he survived for about a week. And he's going, he's saying, oh, this is what happened. Here's my stuff. And, oh, here we go. Well, to protect themselves, the reporters felt that they're on the front lines now. You know, the same as a lot of bloggers, WikiLeaks, me, other people. They were, whoa, you're going to out the bad guys, man. Oh, heck no. So they did the same thing that like WikiLeaks and we do, what we're doing now. We have alternative media and storage. Right now, my daughter's in there, producer Sierra. She's in there making copies of a lot of the documents that we have. And as soon as we get done with this show, boom. putting it up on the site, and you're going to have access to these PDFs. We're still trying to figure out how to link all the PDFs in one big PDF, but it'll make it easier for download. And I'll put all that stuff up. It'll take a long time. I won't leave until I get that done. And you guys can just download it for me on your computers. It won't take a lot. It's like 45 pages and so on. You probably won't even understand what it means. You know, it's archived and indexed and so on. But it makes more sense in my binder here. But this is information that we've been accumulating, not just me, other reporters and so on around the valley too. In fact, other reporters and television stations and print reporters that can't get this out fast enough that they want me to. They got to go through stuff. They got to go talk to people. They got to get approval of that. Will then go to the guy that says no and call in owners and do it. But all of a sudden, the Freedom's Phoenix, boom, it's out there. Then what? It's already out. We're not going to report on this? Ernie did it. He's not better than us, is he? Vanity. You know, that's how you get them. So we'll go ahead and put this up, and you can just download, and you won't even understand it. I will be talking about it Monday when Mark Victor comes in, and by then it's going to be all over the place, and we'll go ahead and dissect this for you. But we can't talk about it until we already get this information out. This is behind the scenes, official documents, reports from the police, you know, things that they did not know that we knew. They were wondering, how does he know? Who's telling? What they, we already knew. We already knew the cover-up. We already knew the political intrigue. We already knew who's talking, who's not, who's lying, who did. And we'll get about what here in a minute. But the thing is that you have all these investigative reporters and editors came to Arizona, and they dissected the political corruption here on two main things. It was illegal immigration and drugs. This is late 70s. It's early 80s. You think this drug war that was created, you know, declared by Nixon and everything was about drugs? No. It's just like the same thing, 9/11. You think it's about protecting the American people from terrorists with the Patriot Act? No, it was about empowering and protecting the people of government from us. Wake up! So, that didn't wake you up. Not well. But so what we do is here, I am here to serve. All right, let's go ahead and get it out. I'm going to tell my friend Bob here, you know, so that, you know, he has to be taken out too, okay? And then all you guys. In 9/20 of 05, there was a double rape occurred. And it was a guy comes out with a gun, you know, and I'm going to whatever. Now, this is what we know, okay? This is what we know with certainty. What we don't know with certainty is that, you know, how he was connected to some previous rapes. Now, those are, you know, something else. They, you know, he was convicted. This guy is this bad guy. He's convicted. He's serving 400 and something years. I mean, he's a bad guy, all right? They got him. What happened was, with this double rape, they had taken DNA samples of both of the young girl's breasts because he's being all slobbery and everything. So they take, you know, different, they have a DNA test kits and so on. They go, you know, standard procedure is kind of thing. Well, the officers doing this, they were come out being the heroes. They're the good guys in this. The detectives, they're like, test this. It goes in the lab. Now, this is where we come in. When they do, do you remember? Well, you probably don't remember, you know, on the show. We talked about it and so on, but if you're new to listen, you probably don't know. They just came out with this new, we got to have a food tax. All the economy's going to crap. The city of Phoenix has got to have a food, didn't have a food tax before, got to have a food tax now. If we don't have a food tax, we're going to have to fire 500 policemen. You wouldn't want to fire the policemen, would you? Oh, you would? Okay, well, we're going to have to fire a bunch of firemen, too. Yeah, firemen. We're going to fire them, too. Teachers, yeah, whoever. Man, we go. Who we got to fire for you to be feared, right? So we were like, you know, you guys do this. It's not going to come out because, you know, all this baseline killer stuff. We'd already been doing the research on this. We already knew that the last time they threatened you with death and damnation, if you didn't pass more bonding, more indebtedness for the city, for these more police, get more police, crime wave, which is not there. With all this immigration stuff, of course, everybody starts looking at the crime statistics for Phoenix. They're going, Phoenix has been going down in violent crime, murder, rape, burglary, everything since 2003. How the heck did that happen? You know, they're just, it's not support. Doesn't matter. I mean, they'll go out and say beheadings this and violence on the border. And Bob and I look at each other and go, what's causing all the violence and everything on the border and everything?
Illegal drugs.
And all the violence is because the illegal drugs are what?
Illegal.
See? Problem solved, man. You know, quit making drugs illegal. You'll eliminate the black market and the prohibition gang war that's going on. That's what got rid of prohibition before, was all this gang war stuff that's going on. That's what always happens. And the corruption inside the government and all this is just, they never want to talk to you about what the real problem is. But under the threat, they got you to vote in more money. Well, assuming the vote totals are accurate. More money for a big crime lab. More police. And then this happens. All links in, we'll tell you about when we come back here on Declare Your Independence.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Yeah, I'll tell you what my mission is here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, IA, where we uncover, like, stuff. My mission right now is to be left undead, okay? I just, you know, I only know one way to do that. When you come across, it's very dangerous to accumulate information that you're going to dump out on people, because then they come after you. Don Bowles, investigative reporter here, boom, car blew up dead. Same kind of stuff, same kind of people, same kind of thing, okay? So now we go, all right, well, you know, we look at the WikiLeaks. Now, are they going after Julian Assange for all the stuff that he's done? No. They're going after him for all the stuff he hasn't published yet. Rape! Rape and molestation in Sweden or wherever it was. We got charges, and all of a sudden, within a few days, they're dropped by the Pentagon, coming out saying, you know, they're behind a lot of this stuff. Why did they do that? Who did that? What? You know, it's all starting to come out. We just put up on the... I don't even need to read it. Don't care. I'm just, you know, a course. So here we go. So what happens when you have information that, aside from, you have three of the families that were... This is what happened. This gentleman, scumbag, male individual with a past history, whatever you want to call him, he was out raping and killing people left and right. It was a terrorist, you know, on the highest end for a year. Going here to baseline killer. It was all the news, all the rage. Also got all the attention for the city and the police department. We need more. Don't you need us. Well, you know, of course, a lot of us out there going, you know, well, if we had a culture of self-protection, now, this problem got solved by deterrence or demise a long time ago. But, you know, if you're going to have police department, you know, protect and serve kind of thing. They're not doing a whole bunch of either. Because the thing is, they've even taken that slogan off their cars now here. I'm like, really? Well, I guess so. You want to get that out of your mindset. Don't need to make excuses or, you know, BS you anymore. They're just going to take it off. So we have a culture that's kind of on the idea that, you know, these people are going to prey on us without any deterrence forever until officers or law enforcement or the city or the government's going to come save you. And that's exactly what was happening. So then they're going out and they have two girls that survive. They get the kit. They test it. Yep. There's some biological evidence here we can get. You know, there's somebody else other than the two girls that, yep, got it. Well, test it, dummy. So they test one set of the swabs, and it comes, well, it's inconclusive, okay? But they didn't test the other part. More people start dying, getting killed, raped, murdered. Little kids coming home finding their moms in pools of blood. I mean, it was bad, but it was great TV. Great radio, great media. And of course, you have all the talking heads in the city and the chiefs and all that stuff going up, and we need in the public and come together and give us more money. After they had already given them gazillions of dollars to build a brand new lab to do exactly this kind of testing. Exactly this kind of testing. But behind the scenes, we're finding out, you know, people start coming forward. There's a little ouch-quit-it going on between the Department of Public Safety, the Highway Patrol, and them. You know, we hired some people from them to come over here. Some people from them went over there. You know, we're not going to have you test any of our stuff, even though it'd be better. No, you're not going to do an ouch-quit-it. Then you got, we're underpaid and overworked and understaffed, and we can't test everything. We go, you cops are a bunch of garbage collectors. You put everything in a bag and want us to check everything for everything. We're not doing it. There's a lot of people dead. Test everything. Yeah, we did. Found out they didn't. So you have times going here. We got documents here of letters, emails, back and forth between agencies, individuals, saying what they were told to do, their order to do, what they were supposed to do, what they said they did, and what they actually did. It's all coming out. So what happened was, eventually, after the Phoenix Police Union started getting involved, we had people screaming, man, how high does this have to? We got people dying left and right here. What the heck? Finally, they go to the Department of Public Safety, have them check it. Boom. Within a day or two, got the guy. He's in the database. Yeah. He was a convicted previous scumbag de la whatever before. And he was there sitting there waiting on you to catch him. Of course he was going to keep doing this. That's why they put him in the database. Got him, boom, done. People died. Well, you know, but we couldn't have, and this was a new test, and we didn't have that test. And if you, well, why didn't you have him test before? Well, we didn't know. All kinds of lies come out. You start finding out that a bunch of stuff that wasn't tested, bunch of stuff that the detectives are screaming for in the test, little ouch, quit it, petty little, you know, departmental squabbles going back, and all this while people are dying. But who's benefiting? The government. You need us to protect you. Well, you don't want to, like, not give us more raises now, do you? More money now, do you? Heck, you know, we had all this money for this new crime lab and everything, but, you know, it wasn't enough. We need more. Why you need us? So, you have some more freedom-oriented individuals looking at this kind of, you know, we come across this stuff. We start to see the families that are devastated by this. Devastated. Gruesome. Terrible things. So, it comes to our attention that their, you know, legal representation coming from Mark J. Victor. We're going to find out. We're going to do a notice of claim. The day I met with the Confrontation Prevention Squad of the Phoenix Police Department, after we had a nice, you know, rally, President Obama comes here, we're there with our firearms on the side, you know, you probably heard it in the news, black man with AR-15, that was Chris, you know, one of the activists here went down there, being a black man with a battle rifle, a semi-automatic rifle, what you want to call it, and you don't get slapped around by somebody saying the wrong thing because it's semi-automatic, legal. Out there, the cops knew. Phoenix police, they knew it was coming. We talked to them. It was all good. They were happy. They were laughing up their sleeve the entire time because the left, you know, Obama guys are sitting there muscling people off corners and screaming in their ear with megaphones, taking over corners. We want health care. And so he's there talking to VFW about stuff, you know. And we're there. The fire, and they go, whoa. You know, top of the morning to you. They're all nice and everything then. So then what? So then I meet with them, all buddies. They want to, like, yeah, we need a relationship, Ernie. We need to continue our relationship. We need to have, you know, we're pal, peace. All right, fine. That's cool. I'll tell you what's going on. And I look at my watch and I go, right now, all your bosses are being served on this notice of claim on the baseline killer thing. We know what happened. You know what? I'm thinking it's time to retire. You know, these are the comments they're making. They're going, yeah, because they knew what this meant. And I go, just a warning. I go, let me tell you. Assume we know everything. No more cover-up. Don't be hiding it. Whoever's going to get nailed on this, get nailed. Don't expand this. Because I know you're working for a confrontation prevention squad. Guess who you represent? Are you representing the line officers? Are you representing the people? No, you're representing the suits. Well, you let the suits know, you know, that we're here for the good cops. The ones that were screaming to have this stuff tested. The ones that were doing their job. The ones that are willing to come forward. The ones that want to be on record saying this is why we're doing this. The bad stuff that's happened, the politics that are inside. Because these people are messed up in the head. That's how they get there. This wearing the ring of power thing. So I want you to, you know, put the message back to everybody. We're here to help the good guys. We're here to protect the good cops. We're here to protect the people. We're here to make all the money and the sacrifice worth it. We're here to do what you're supposed to be doing. And you can do me a favor. When we come back, we'll talk about it some more. But you can just download this and just put it on your hard drive and have it so it doesn't go away.
There are those that just want to be left alone. And those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Turn on the tube. What do I see? A whole lot of people crying. Don't blame me. They point the crooked little fingers at everybody else. Spend all the time feeling sorry for themselves. Victim of this, victim of that. Your mama's too thin and your daddy's too fat. Get over it.
Get over it. Here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock. You know, it's just... Yeah, you know, you're always blaming somebody else, and oftentimes it's just you. It's you. It's 'cause you allow this stuff to happen. You let it go on. You turn your face away and kind of, man, I don't want to deal with that right now. I'm just going to, you know, but I'll go vote. I'll pull the lever because it's got a certain letter after their name. They said the right thing. Do you even really freaking know what's going on? Even with the vote, the actual voting machines, we've known this. So let me give you a summary. This all started back in 05. I mean, this has been going on for a while. It's September 20th of 05 is when the double rape occurred. This is when they really started. They got the evidence. There was stuff before this that was going on, too. Ever since this guy got out of jail, man, you know, all kinds of crazy stuff. Well, you know, this is when they finally got break. You know, we think this kind of all might be together. You know, they're doing the rape kit. We go through all this stuff, get all this stuff. Now, it's the 20th. 2 days later, they get all the stuff together and they request that the DNA analysis be made of the sex kits. They give it to the crime lab. They go, okay, start testing everything. You know, 10-9, you know, this is like a couple weeks later, they come back and they say, yep, there's some stuff there. Okay. Then what? 11-23. So it's like a month and 6 weeks later that they actually test the stuff that they tested that pointed to the guys that's killing everybody. What the heck's the point? Who are these people? What is their thought process? Why do I got them protecting me? What's their job description? I mean, seriously, this is it? We got from the time that it occurred at 9:20 to 2 months later before they test it, and then they say it's inconclusive? You know why they said it was inconclusive? Because they didn't test them all. They didn't test it. Didn't test it. 8 people are murdered in the next 6 months. 8 people. Detectives in February, you know, this is from December 12th to January 29th, 8 people are murdered. In February 16th, the detectives request the Phoenix Crime Lab, this is what they say, to test all the biological material for DNA because of the magnitude of all the possible related cases and the number of victims. I mean, they're going on record. Hey, look, you know, this is your job, is to test this stuff because of the record number of victims, the magnitude of this. Test the freaking stuff. 11 months later, it's finally tested by another agency. Boom. Match. This guy did it. Go get him after 11 people murdered. Who do you blame for this? The detectives? They're screaming at the top of their lungs for this to be done. Who do you blame? The police chief? They had to go in with threats of the union, the Phoenix Police Union, going in, hey, man, if you don't do this, we'll go pub. Man, you sure? Fine. Take it over to whatever. They test it. They say, oh, well, it was our whippy-dippy machines that find it. We were a higher tech, whatever. Oh, but we tested it with using the older stuff that Phoenix Police does, too, and it matched there, too. In fact, they needed to do it with the older type machine because that database, the way it's encoded, the way the results come back, go into a database that you can match. Well, the guy that had the match, you know, his data wasn't into the new system yet. You have to have, you know, this guy's match in with the new system in order for it to even match. So the newer system, even though later it would match later, you know, it didn't matter because it wasn't in the system. That's kind of the, you know, the thing. Well, it wouldn't have made any difference anyway. That's kind of the feint they're trying to. They're just trying to the distraction they're trying to pull. But they did the old system. They go, yeah, it matched. I don't know if you would have tested it, it would have matched. Back before all the people were killed. You know, things happen, and, you know, there's mistakes, and there's even negligence, there's even gross negligence, there's even, you know, corruption, and there's just incompetence, and there's, you know, the government little internal kind of, you know, whatever stuff. Let me tell you the one thing that gets me is that it's just a demonstration while at the same time that all this is going on, they're lying to the people here about the effectiveness of the money that they extorted from them, all of the machines that they got, all the personnel, all the promises that they made. And what do I say? You have what government promises, and then you have what really delivered, what individual rights, you know, how it goes up with that promise or not, or goes down. And as time goes on, you got a gap. It just keeps getting further and further away from what they promise and what they deliver. And you get far enough, that's when you have a revolution. A revolution happens every single time throughout history, and they get bloody, and they get nasty, and they get mean. And in the end, everybody loses. I want to stop that. I love evolution. And what's that song from Black Eyed Peas they always play? Without trust, without truth, you can't have love. It's going to be very difficult to love the city of Phoenix in this. They got to do the right thing. They got to come out and admit, saying, quit trying to cover this up. Because we went months. We've gone, what, 10 months on this? 9 months. No, it's more than that. It's almost a year. Next month, it'll be a year that we've been working on this to try and find out what really happened. You know, it's not just me. It's the other people in the press. It's other concerned individuals and people inside, attorneys, the families. Now, of course, there's going to be a gazillion-dollar claim of whatever, and I'll get drug out forever, and they'll want to do a settle, and blah, 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 blah. I'm not interested in settling. I'm not interested in getting the money. I'm not interested. I'm not getting a cut anyway. That's not the point. Let me tell you what I'm interested in. Stop the lying. Stop telling people that government is there to go. Because how many times have I heard this in my activist life? Well, when you got terrorists or when you got what if there was a serial murderer? Boy, you'd want us then. Maybe not. Maybe they're the enablers. Maybe this is a perfect case for the rest of my activist life, for the rest of all my friends, for the rest of the history of this show, for the rest of the time of Freedom's Phoenix here in Arizona and around the country, for the rest of my life, whenever they bring up that stupid freaking excuse, yeah, but you'd want us if, baseline killer. What happens when you have exactly what you've been screaming that you're there to prevent happens? What happens when there's a terrorist act? What happens when there's a lone gunman? What happens when there is this serial killer? What happens when there's a invading army? What happens? And you promised us that you're there to protect us and to save us and defend our rights and our lives. You promised! What do you think all this border stuff is all about? They do SB 1070, has nothing to do with the border. Doesn't even mention the border. And the only thing that was left, national ID transfer, and you begged for it. So who's going to bring this stuff up? Who's going to chronicle this? Who's going to highlight it? Who's going to take the hit? Who is going to be out there willing to put himself in harm's way to do this? I don't know, a bunch of us. This is the first that we brought this out. We got the binder here. We PDF'd it in. We're going to be putting it up on the site. You're hearing about it. And this is just information. A lot of it goes with a bunch of dovetails with a bunch of other stuff that we're not going to have up right now. This is just the actual physical documents. This is from the Arizona Department of Public Safety. This is from the city of Phoenix. This is from emails inside the city. Here's the between the people. Here's the report. Here's the lab. Here's between the detectives. Here's the meat. This is what we're doing. We're going to go from right here. You didn't do this? This doesn't exist? This is fake? This wasn't real? Seriously? Is this a real document? Did we get it from your archives? Did we get it with Freedom of Information request? Did other media outlets accumulate this stuff? You know, were you lying here? Is this didn't exist? Do you want to play that game? Do ya? You know, you want to get me... Imagine you're one of these families. I mean, I don't get all dramatic about just stupid stuff. It's when government promised... They promised. And they took your money for that promise. They took your liberties away for that promise. They didn't want you to be able to defend yourself for that promise. You think this concealed carry thing in Arizona was all done? You think we weren't making this exact case a year ago? We knew this was coming. We told them in my meetings. I'm going, baseline killer. And you're stopping us from defending ourselves? Seriously, you want to play this game? And then it passes. You think this stuff happens in a vacuum? This is what I do! I deal with principles and issue, and principle is always practical when properly applied. So now you got an idea. When we come back, Bob Anderson and I are going to just brainstorm the way we always do. Okay, now we got this. How are we going to play? What signs would we make? How are we going to share this with the planet? What flyer needs to be done? What page needs to be created? What logo are we going to create? You get it? Everybody's going to know. Everybody. Because they need to. We'll be right back.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Stop. Having a good time.
I'm a shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity.
And several other laws, if I can get away with it. Here on Declare Your Independence of me, Ernest Hancock, my good friend Robert Anderson, has watched several times that we've gone through this. I'm still here. We've gone through this a lot. I mean, we've done this kind of crap before, or what?
Oh yes.
So tell me, it was when you were saying something. I said, nah, save it for the audience. You're saying something about Carolinas.
Well, it's interesting. One of the things you always talk about is that what the internet's allowed you to do is you see things that used to happen like in Chicago or happen in Boston or happen in other places in the country, and it was totally unrelated. You didn't know it was happening, so you didn't realize there might be some connection. But it's big news here not too long ago. I think it was North Carolina. They had a crime lab back there that they're having to go back through all kinds of cases. Because the crime lab has been in collusion with the prosecution in basically holding down evidence all the way up to people have been executed, and they're not so sure that maybe the crime lab was complicit in.
What do you need it to say, Mr. Prosecutor?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So, I mean, you wonder, everybody's used to the CSI they see on TV, what's really going on in the crime lab.
Propaganda!
But, maybe that's really not what's going on in these crime labs, and, maybe they're a lot more political than let's on.
And more than that, it's just incompetence. You know, what a lot of people, don't know, we probably should stress it more on here. Our senior editor for Freedom's Phoenix, Pal Gamel, he was head of the bioterrorist lab for the Arizona Department of Health. He worked with the FBI and all these guys. So when you had all this 9/11 and anthrax and everything, he was the guy in charge of checking for all the white powder substances and direct mail stuff. They had these little white powder kind of stuff to keep the things from sticking together. And people go, oh, check this. And he's like, oh, man, you guys are killing me. And he got a big, giant budget, ordering every single thing he could on the planet. He said, you got to buy all this stuff. And he goes, I don't have a room for it. It's sitting in the freaking hallway. It looked like a hospital corridor with all this machinery in it and everything. You didn't have a place to put them. They were wrapped in cellophane. That don't care. Got to get it. Got to have it. It's in the budget. Got the money from the federal government. Could get it anyway. So that's when he finally said, I'm done, man. This is so... Here's a hardcore libertarian running for Congress and everything. Later, he's just... Back then, he's the head of the crime lab. I mean, the terrorist lab of the Arizona Department of Health. He's a virologist. He's one of those bacteria kind of, make the bugs doing DNA slicing kind of guy. That's what he does. You think I want him working on this story? Maybe. So we're working on it. Now, it's already – we've been working on this for a long time, and I'm telling you, the deeper we go and the more people we talk to and the more evidence that we get and the more reports that we get, it keeps getting worse. And they're convict, like Bob's saying, they're convicting people of murder. That we had a guy here, yeah, they released it, gave him a gazillion dollars because they had him on death row. Oh yeah, the snaggletooth murderer, they said, oh yeah, his bite marks matched a blah 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 or something, and found out he wasn't guilty either. You know, it's just time after time after time. Well, what happens when people lose faith, and what happens when they go back and they check all these cases? I don't know.
Yeah, what, do you take the prosecutor who knowingly colluded with the crime lab and put those guys up for murder if they executed an innocent person? I bet not.
I don't know who's going to take the fall on this, but I guarantee you, the politicians are going to be serving up somebody. They're going to be calling, this is what happens. This morning after I had the meeting with this and I saw all this stuff, I'm going, wow. First thing is going to happen, who is going to come after Ernie? Well, it's not going to be the good cops. It's going to be the worst cops. It's going to be the bad guys. It's going to be the guys that are working, for at the behest of or contracted for, the guys that make sure they keep their salary, kind of pension. We got, whatever stuff. It's all of a sudden pulling over Ernie. Oh, I don't know. It looked like he reached for something. This kind of crap. That happens all the time. That's a lot of the cases that we're dealing with all the time. Heck, we got John Stewart's case in here right now. We're waiting for a decision on, it's just a bunch of stuff. So we go, all right, so how do I deal with this? First thing I do is I call Al Ramirez. I go, Al, when do I want to meet with him? Do I want to meet with him today? Do I want to meet with him tomorrow, maybe? Wednesday? I'm busy Wednesday doing a bunch of this stuff. We're dealing with stuff. So I'm going, I tell you what, Thursday. By Thursday morning at 11 a.m., he's going to come down here to the Freedom's Phoenix workshop. He knows where it's at. He's been here before. I go, you come down, we'll have a meeting. I'll tell you everything that's going on. And he's like, okay. He doesn't know what it's about. I think he knows. He's several things he'd be concerned about. So he's like, okay, yeah, Ernie, whatever. So he'll tell his boss and everything, I'm going to go meet with Ernie. Well, they'll wire him up and get him all set and everything. He'll come down here, and the conversation is going to go like this. Al, peace be upon thee, my brother. Glad you came down. Bottom line is this. Do not help with this cover-up. Do not go after it. Man, anything you can do is let the officers know and the people that want to come clean on this, they need to now. Because I will bypass every media. I will bypass every elected official. I will bypass any and everybody and everything, all the structures that you put in place, and go straight to the people with a gazillion signs, DVDs, internet, YouTubes, Freedom's Phoenix. You are toast. Do you understand? You're going to have to, what? Prove my point by coming after us and doing whatever? And do you really think it's just me? Do you think I would even have this conversation with you, everything, if it wasn't already done? That's the conversation. So what's going to happen? I don't know. What do you think, Bob?
I think there's going to be some people serving somebody up here in the not-too-distant future.
Exactly. As time goes on, we've been doing this before, they are looking for somebody to serve up. But it's more than that. When you get to the head of the crime lab that was in charge of this, you're a bunch of garbage collector. We're not going to test everything. Yeah, we said we did. We didn't. What are you going to do about it? When you do this kind of stuff, then the cover-up started. Then they wanted to solve it the old-fashioned way. Then the billboard started going up. Then we have, whatever kind of stuff, we're going to solve it because we don't want to solve it with DNA because this stuff would come out. There'd be some Mark Victor that might someday in the future, sometime, get a hold of this thing, and here we go. And why Mark Victor? I don't even really know. It might have been that I think there was some connection that he had some family members as clients for something, and this came out, and he started checking on it. But, it could be, heck, it could have been inside. It could have been an officer. Could have been somebody going, other people coming out. Once this starts, they're going, heck no, man, I was against this thing. I don't want to be in there. They're going to be serving each other up. There's going to be a frenzy going on. And you want to keep this really amped up? Bob ran for a city council of Phoenix back in the mid-90s. We're going to do something like that again. Heck, I run for mayor. Ooh, that'd be nasty. You know, what would be the results of us running or promoting other people's campaigns and candidates for what? Your tax money, the extortion they did on you, the property taxes, the sales tax increases, the food tax, all this thing went to what? More police? To what? You start to see the drift on this from a libertarian, freedom-minded perspective. What was the promise? What did they deliver?
Oh, and then they turned around right here as the budget's getting tight, and the first thing they're cutting after they promised the extra money you gave them was going to be for police, they're cutting the police out. So all that extra money just went in the general fund. It didn't go for police.
And they did, you know, that was, and talking to these officers and so on, a lot of people we talk and just doing our activism and everything, they are so disgusted with the whole thing, too. And it's just, so who's in charge of this? Who runs this stuff? Who, and for what reason? For what purpose? Is it individual rights? Is it protection of the people? Is it for, so what are the other projects that we're working on? You know, the one case that we had, it was Jeff Smith, a guy that midnight, he's smoking marijuana in his own house. Cop smells it coming out the window or something, knocks on his door, and like an idiot, he answers, you know. And the guy goes, hey, I know you're smoking marijuana. I got to smoke marijuana. I got to arrest you. 16 months later, they come and they serve him with papers that, you know, he's got to go through whatever. 16 months after. So finally, Mark said, that's it, man. We're going to trial. Eventually, they go dismissal, dismiss the whole case. Waste it. Local Fox affiliates doing a big piece on it. You know, waste of money. 5 minutes they're doing on this thing. Just how stupid was this? This drug war, just stupid. So, all right. Worked on that one. Now, we didn't have near as much fun as we thought we were going to have on that one. So, got that. Then we go, okay, what's the next thing? Oh, we have this fluoridation of the water thing because they're thinking of adding lithium. Well, Phoenix is like first in line for this kind of crap. So
don't
what do
you want to be happy, Ernie?
I want to be left alone, but gosh darn it, man. They want to start adding lithium. So I know Phoenix is going to be in first in line on this kind of crap. So I'm going, okay, so we went and talked to...
You have a whole city of angry people. You want to give them lithium.
Exactly. That's exactly what they're thinking. And I know they are, too. So as we start doing research on it, we find out that they're creating more injection points so that they can isolate neighborhoods for different dosages of stuff.
That's a really angry neighborhood
over
there.
Angry neighborhood over there. Yeah, where's Ernie live? I mean, you know, this is like, I'm going, wow. So I went and talked to the head of the water department down the City Phoenix big complex down there. And I said, look, this is what's going to happen. We assume we already know everything. Always assume we already know. It's the internet. So then we go and we get all this information and we start accumulating, just like we did with this. The baseline, you think there's going to be anything different that we'll spend less than, I don't know, 2 years on this? I mean, whatever it takes for us to find out what's really happening at a city level, then use that as a template for you in your city, your state. Because I guarantee you what's happening here is happening everywhere. These crime labs are being used to put whoever they want in jail because, hey, man, we're the good guys. Haven't you watched CSI? Yeah,
you can have DNA in 10 minutes.
Yeah, we dress nice and have cleavage and everything. You know, we got good legs and party and computer geeks and all. It's just all a facade. That's what we're going to crack. And we're going to use these cases here to do this. There's a lot of things that we have so many irons in the fire. Well, these are the ones that are ready for Brandon. Well, we're going to brand the city with this, and they're going to have to decide. Are they going to be on the people's side or not? I'm willing to go either way.